Welcome to the Power Christian Podcast. Today we have a special guest today. Introduce yourself.
Hi there, I'm Slow.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Mr. Dragon Ball. I'm putting Mr. Dragon Ball himself. Okay.
Thank you.
Solo Toriyama. Solo Toriyama, I'm going to call you, okay? Okay. I love your videos, I love your content, I love everything you do about Dragon Ball. Xenoverse has been one of my games I've been playing, like, to this day, eons, but...
Thank you, man. That's awesome to hear.
I cannot stop playing. It's so fun. I love it. It's great. I'm a little obsessed. I play it all the time, I'm not gonna lie. It's fun when you finally, you know. But
yes,
what's
sir.
What's your thoughts on Xenoverse 2? What's your thoughts?
Xenoverse 2 is literally the greatest game ever created in the history of life. I'm just joking. No, but seriously, it's amazing. No, it's amazing, man. Without this game, a lot of us wouldn't be here, you know, in this community and everything. Like, this game brought a lot of people together. A lot of people, you know, people maybe that grew out of the game or just don't play it anymore, they like to, you know, act like it's not all that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's unfortunate to see, but you know, that's the thing. When something gets real popular, something's, you know, actually really cool and, you know, people like it, there's going to be a crowd of people that voice a very negative opinion on it. And, you know, it is what it is, but it's an absolute fact that this game is, I don't want to say a masterpiece. I mean, in my eyes, I think it's amazing, but, yeah, it has its issues. I'm not going to completely glaze it, but it's the ability to make your own character, you know, jump into the story, and just it has so much content. Like, you definitely, when you buy this game, you get your money's worth. And I know, you know, you got to pay for DLC if you want the extra stuff, but just the base of the game. I mean, I literally played that game for like over a year just through the base. I mean, DLC was still coming out here and there, but I still wasn't done with everything in the base game. So just the fact that it lasted that long and it still can last this long to this day is awesome to see. And I'm so glad it's still getting updates. That new DLC that's about to come out is going to be fire.
I'm like, yo, I'm down. I'm here. You put complete places again. Great blue again. Here we go again. I'm down.
That's the funniest thing. Like, a lot of people I always see, they're like, man, it's as many times as I uninstalled this game, I just find myself coming back to it.
Every time I said, Fear is wild. And I said, you know what?
Yeah, man.
This is a special bit, special bit.
Yeah.
So now that Sparking Zero is on the rise.
Oh,
how
man.
How are you feeling?
I'm so excited for Sparking Zero. I have not been this excited for a Dragon Ball game since Xenoverse 2 came out for the first time. Like, when it was first announced. Like, Sparking Zero has insane anticipation. Everybody's talking about it, everybody wants it. The reveals have been amazing. They've been giving us good, consistent info. The gameplay so far looks great. I can't wait to get my hands on it and just try it out. I personally think it's going to be the best-selling Dragon Ball game of all time.
Oh, you might be. Oh, you heard it here first. You know what? At the rate Dragon Ball with Toriyama and everything, I don't know, man. Dragon Ball has been never not. Our kids are gonna know what Goku's doing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't see it. I don't see it ending anytime soon at all.
Yeah,
I mean, it's become like the Star Wars or like the Pokemon, you know, of just like, you know, like manga. I mean, Pokemon is kind of like a little bit of an anime type of thing, but
right.
You know, it's just an eternal series. There's just so much that they can expand on. Like, you can't, it's just too popular to this point where it's like they want to make money, and if they want to make money, they're going to keep making content on it. And I think we're past the point of people saying, oh, it's been, you know, burnt out or overblown or whatever. Like, we're past that point. Dragon Ball just has so much fun. It's just fun. Like, whether it's cohesive, it makes sense or not, like, people enjoy it no matter what they're putting out.
Okay. Do you have a mania?
Sparking Zero. So far from what they've shown, I know this is going to sound kind of kind of crazy, but it's just because this character is never like it's just never in any of the other games. I'm gonna be trying out Cocoonza. Like she's
Oh.
such a unique looking character, and I've never gotten to play as a character like that in like any of the console games. Like she's in Dragon Ball Legends, but like Legends isn't, you know, it's a phone app. It's not gonna be
Right.
the same experience, but. Like the fact that this is a character that we don't see in any other, you know, any of the other games is it makes me so much more, you know, interested in how she's gonna play and everything. But I mean, all the characters, of course, I love me my Gokus and Vegetas. I'm gonna be playing them first thing. Like they look awesome, man. Like I'm gonna be trying them all out, man. Like it's this roster is gonna be huge. If they got GT Goten in this game, it's over. That's gonna be my main. Easy, easy.
My boy Tavia,
That. They won.
love GT go on. You got
They
the Brett,
won, bro.
the
Sir, yes, sir.
Brett. I like Goten too. Goten's my guy. Goten's cool, man. Goten's a cool dude, man. I love
Another
Goten.
character like I don't really see many people use or even talk about. So it's like I want to go for those underdog type of niche characters, those weird ones that like nobody's playing.
Is there any? Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk about. Let's say, is there a character you don't want in Sparking Zero? You
That I
don't
do
want?
not want to see in Sparking
Yeah,
Zero.
now we'll see.
So like I obviously I want every single character ever created in the history of Dragon Ball. Like that would be ideal, but obviously that's not realistic. That's not what's happening here. I would like for them to not, you know, waste their time on characters that, let's just be honest, majority of people aren't gonna be playing or even, you know, going near. Like, you know, Frieza Soldier's 37 and
Right.
you know, I mean, if they want to include, you know, a Cyberman or like one Frieza Soldier here and there, it's like, okay, you know, that's fine. But it's like, if they're not doing anything unique, like at least like a Cyberman's got some kind of like, you know, unique attacks where it's like, oh, we have a self-destruct or, you know, something like that. Like, that's cool. But like Cell Jr., even him, like, I can expect those characters. I definitely can. They're in like every other game. But they're like, I'd rather them focus on unique characters, characters that do things that, not every other, you know, full power energy wave and blast volley consecutive energy, you know, blast or whatever. Like, I don't want to see that. And that's what I feel like these games, a lot of these arena fighters, at least for Dragon Ball, they do it all the time. It's like, leave those characters in the trash and give us, you know, thing characters that, like, for example, like Bergamo, Basil, Cocoonza, Rosie, even like Ribrian. Like, I know people hate Ribrian. But like she's one of the most unique characters in the series. Like she's got a like when she was out of the Xenoverse, she literally had the most like the you got your money's worth from that character. Like she had
Yes.
everything, every skill she had was all new. There was not a single reused skill or part of her moveset. Like she still is to this day the most unique character. And
Okay.
like I want to see that. Okay, as much as people maybe don't like the character, I want to see that kind of stuff.
Okay. I like Kale's my girl. I love Kale.
Yeah, like
But
Kale. Yeah,
yeah.
Kale. I completely forgot. Yeah, I completely forgot she got added. Like, she's gonna be
Whew.
awesome, right? Kefla's gonna
Yes.
be sick. Like, those characters are gonna be really cool.
I'm excited. Yeah. Okay. The game is odd. Do you think it's how far do you think they're along are they are to the game?
I think they're. I don't want to say done, but like they're like final stages. Like they're just right now, in my opinion, they're polishing it up, and they're probably ready to set it release for the end of this year. I think that that's the most realistic. I don't see it getting any delays, but if it does get a delay, latest it's going to be out probably, you know, early 2025. Like I follow Dragon Ball games a lot. I've seen how they do things, and when they start doing what they're doing right now in these like strong promotional phases, we're like, you know, just months away from a potential release. That's just my opinion, but I don't know. This game is huge. It's really big. It's extremely ambitious. So, you know, there could always be things that they still need to work on. And I definitely think from the gameplay that they've shown, there's still a lot that they could improve.
Because I want to know. I need to know. I want it so bad. I need it. I
For
need
sure,
it.
for
I
sure.
need it. I need it.
Absolutely.
All right, back to the universe too. That'll do the rest too. All right,
Yes,
who?
sir.
All right, who are the top tier? Who are the top tier mean members you think you are? The top tier characters in the universe.
Top tier. Now, me personally, I'm not like a competitive player or anything, but
Huh?
I mean, I've been following the game for so long, I kind of have a good feeling of who's still at the top. I still do think Hit is one of the best, if not the best character in the game. He's just insane. Like, just when people go online, like they're completely quitting out when they see this character. Like, they is insane. Ultra Instinct Goku is still really high up there. I think Beast Gohan has definitely earned a spot pretty high up. Obviously, any Goku, like any Goku form or character, he's always going to be top tier. Like, you know, Super Saiyan Blue Goku, even Base Goku, God Goku's really good. Let me think here. Gogeta, Super Saiyan 4 is really good now that he's got a custom partner version. You know, just like, you know, the fusions, Gogeta, Vegeta. I don't really see Kefler or Gotenks being all that high up, but like, you know, you kind of know who's going to be really good. And I think Cooler and Bardock are still really good. So they would be like, you know, the higher echelon of characters. But those are just the ones that come to mind that I think that people, if you have good skill in the game, you can kind of, you know, rotate between any of those that I mentioned and you'll, you know, do really well.
Okay. Do you want Zooverse 3?
Oh, absolutely. Easy. Like, I wanted that. I wanted Xenoverse 3 since Xenoverse 2 came out. No, but seriously, I absolutely don't mind if Xenoverse 2 continues, you know, doing its thing. I'm cool with it. Like, they're doing a lot of cool stuff, and I'm going to be first in line to pay money for the DLC. Like, I love this game so much. But, hey, I still would want a Xenoverse 3, and I still absolutely, even this far along with Xenoverse 2 and how much content that they're making for it, I still think Xenoverse 3 is possible. Because they're showing with this latest trailer and this latest reveal that they can do stuff that doesn't rely on actual existing content that's within the, you know, realm of Dragon Ball. They can make their own shit up.
What race do you want to add?
I know a lot of people would want a bio-android race like Cell. That type of thing, like an Android or Bio Android. I think that would be a really good choice just because we kind of have, you know, we have a Frieza, we have a Boo, you know, Majin race and everything. I think that'd be nice. And, you know, that's already kind of a thing in Dragon Ball Heroes. But the one I think, me personally, I want the most is a demon race. You know, the game has such a focus on the demon characters that, you know, not a lot of the other series do, except for, you know, Dragon Ball Heroes does it a lot. But Dragon Ball Heroes and Xenoverse, they're so similar. They're, you know, different, but they're similar. So I think a demon race would be phenomenal. And, you know, they got a lot of cool, unique stuff. So, yeah, give me a demon race.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, let me see. Okay. Is that... And then there's just... I have some new questions.
Go for it, man. I like talking about this kind of stuff.
Hell yeah. All right, so your favorite, give us 5 Dragon Ball hot takes.
Dragon Ball hot takes of all time. That might be a hot take because some people really do not like the game. So I'll put that in there. Okay. I would include Dragon Ball Fusions as well. That would be, I would say, in my top 3 best Dragon Ball games of all time. And, you know, some people can agree with that, but some people don't really care for spin-off games too much, so maybe they don't like that. This is hard to think of. I'm trying to think. Okay, this is probably a hot take. I think Trunks from Dragon Ball Super and Super Saiyan Rage is amazing. I think it's awesome. I'll eat that shit up. I don't care if it's an ass pull. I don't care if Sword of Hope was stupid. I do agree that the ending of that arc was kind of weird and dumb, but I really don't care. I thought it was the entire Goku Black Saga was awesome. I enjoyed it. Everything about it. Just the fact that Trunks came back. Trunks is my favorite character, so I don't care. DB Super Trunks, I think he's awesome. So that might be one. I'm trying to think of maybe like one or two more because this is tough. Let me think here. I can't think of anything, man, honestly. I don't want to sit here too long and then, you know.
I love it. Why do you think Dragon Ball is so beloved?
I think that Dragon Ball, it really does something. It was the first to kind of do shonen style, like, in my opinion. Okay, like, it, like, you know, there's a lot of manga and, like, you know, anime out there, and, you know, maybe there were some that were before it that already had like the foundation, but I feel like Dragon Ball was the first one that really what resonated with fans, and not only just people, you know, in Japan, but like it was the first big worldwide type of thing, you know, for anime. Like when I ask anybody, like, what was their first, like, maybe anime that they watched, if they've ever watched anime, it was always usually Dragon Ball, maybe like Sailor Moon or like Pokemon, mm-hmm. or like Yu-Gi-Oh, you know, it's between all those, like, yep. Naruto and One Piece, they weren't a thing for a long, you know, for a while, but like, I would say Dragon Ball has been that one that like everybody kind of knew. Like back in when I would go to school, if you would mention like, oh, have you ever heard of anime? Like what's the first anime, you know, series or like Japanese cartoon that you've ever heard of? Everybody I've talked to, they would say Dragon Ball. Like it's hype. You know, it's got a great story. You know, the original series really, really focused on a lot more, you know, slice of life. And it had, you know, had great action and really focused on just like the pure martial arts of things. And I think a lot of people kind of really enjoyed that, you know, back during that time, you know, people loved, you know, Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan, you know, stuff. People love that kind of stuff. So I feel like that it was a good translation for like a, I want to say cartoon type of series and everything. And then when it got to Dragon Ball Z, I feel like that's when it really took off. Dragon Ball Z really did it. And it's just an awesome series, man. Like, it's just so hype. The fight scenes are beautiful. The animation, for the most part, is amazing. You know, it's a great series. It's just fun. Like, it's one of those where I don't want to say necessarily you turn your brain off. You know, obviously you want to see what's going on. You know, you want to you know, follow the story and everything. But it's just like, compared to a lot of anime that, and like manga series out there that have a lot more serious type of things, I feel like Dragon Ball, you can sit there and you don't have to take things seriously. You can just have fun.
Okay. I love it. All right. Favorite Dragon Ball characters. Let's do it.
What are we doing? Like a top five here?
Give me your top five.
Top five. Okay. Trunks, definitely number one. I would say Gohan, number two. Vegeta, number three. Goten, number four. You like how I'm mentioning all Saiyan characters?
Yeah.
And you know what? Obviously, everybody loves Goku, but just to, you know, change things up, I'll put Tapion number five. I think Tapion's really cool. I love the Legend of Zelda series, so Tapion was he was right up my alley. And I also like, if I'm gonna choose a villain, I would say Perfect Cell, still my favorite villain of all time.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good characters out there. I mean, I love them all. You know, I love Bulma. I love Chi-Chi. I love, you know, even characters like Launch. You know, we don't see Launch do anything anymore. You know, yeah, they're all great. They're all good. They all have their own kind of, you know, personalities, and they all contribute to the story. And I love everything about Dragon Ball so much.
I love it, man. What's your favorite saga or favorite arc or whatever? What's your favorite?
Symbolic Android Cell Saga. That entire arc was fire. I will stand by that until the day I'm dead. There has never been, or I don't think there ever will be, any piece of Dragon Ball media that will ever, you know, give me that same, you know, just plot twist, excitement, hype, transformations. It had everything I wanted Dragon Ball.
All right. Least favorite Dragon Ball character.
Least favorite? Ooh, man. Let me think here. I've probably said a million times who certain characters I dislike are, but I'm really, really trying to think. Who pisses me off, man? It's gonna be kind of hard at the top of my head. Trying to think of. Okay, this I mean, this is a character. Obviously, you know, it is necessary. Akira Toriyama wanted you to not like this character, but that's a good thing, because this character is so well written. It's kind of like he kind of like the Mahito of Dragon Ball. I would have to say Frieza. I don't like Frieza. You know, fuck Frieza.
Interesting.
But like, I love him as a villain, but like, as just like a, like, hey, I hate Frieza. Like, you know, obviously because of what he's done, you know, what he's all about. He's a horrible character, but obviously, you know, I don't mean that as in like he's badly written or anything like that. Like, okay. he's one of the best villains for the series. Akira Toriyama was absolutely cooking with Frieza, but yeah, you know, Frieza, he's just so despicable, you know.
I love it.
But I mean, yeah, there are characters that maybe like that are just like awful. Like, they're just, you know, obviously everybody doesn't like Ribrian. Is very annoying. She's an annoying character. But you know, I guess that's the only character that I could say that I just like absolutely despise. I don't like how she's written or anything. I don't like what she does in terms of what she contributes to the story. I just feel like she was, it's not something I'm interested in. Okay. There are, you know, people who like that type of thing. Obviously Japan loves the magical girl stuff and everything. And that's cool. Right. You know, I'm not hating on them or anything, but like, if I were to choose a character like that, I could do without in the series, sure, her. But it's funny, I gassed her up in the video games. I still want her in the video games because she's so unique.
Nice. Okay. If you could take 5 Dragon Ball Z clips with you on an island, if you can watch it over again, what clips are you bringing?
Okay. I want what is it? 23rd Tenkaichi Budokai Goku versus Piccolo.
Okay.
That would be, I'm just trying to think of them in order. I think that fight was awesome. Obviously, what is it? Frieza, or Goku going Super Saiyan for the first time. Absolutely instant.
Mm-hmm.
I want, let me think here. I definitely want Trunks going Super Saiyan for the first time. I thought that was awesome.
yeah, that was cool.
That one is definitely my favorite Super Saiyan transformation, so I'll throw that one in there. Just go. I know all of these are going to be transformation based because they're just so iconic. Not Gohan going Super Saiyan 2 for the first time, but Gohan Father Son Kamehameha Finisher 2 Cell. I thought that was amazing.
Okay.
Throw that one in there. So hard because there's so many great moments in the series.
Yeah, so many.
I think I'm gonna have to focus on Dragon Ball Z based stuff for the most part. Vegeta's Final Atonement, you know, Final Explosion, that was a great moment for his character, so absolutely that one. And have one more here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. I think I'm gonna go with, I think I'm gonna have to choose a moment from Dragon Ball Super, because Dragon Ball Super was just so many great things. Just think of a really hot. You know, I'm actually going with Dragon Ball Heroes for this one because I love this. This fight was amazing.
Yo,
Goku versus Hearts, okay. animated by Shida. Insane fight. That's just off the top of my head. There's too many good moments, but I'm just thinking of like the most hype ones that I just love and I would rewatch over and over again.
Dragon Ball Heroes is crazy.
Dragon Ball Heroes, I feel like that's like the only like well animated fight, but it was just so sick, and the music was great. And it was so good.
I saw my boy Golden Cooler. I said, yo.
Yeah, like they do it.
I love it.
Put that in Xenoverse, man. Put that in Xenoverse.
Bro, I love Golden Cooler. I need it. But oh my god. Okay, so what's your favorite text for these?
Favorite transformation, easy, just regular, pure, basic ass Super Saiyan 1. That is to this day the best transformation that I will ever witness, because it always gives me the best like hype feeling. Like there are a lot of hype transformations out there, but like when you saw a character go Super Saiyan, oh man, shit was real. Like that during that time, like it's still hype to this day. I love my gods. I love my a Super Saiyan 4, probably a second, number 2 runner-up. But, like, all these forms that they have now just haven't reached that level, except for maybe, like, Super Saiyan Rage, Beast, and Ultra Instinct. Those three, I feel like, got close to that feeling.
Yeah.
They just looked so rageful and legendary, with the exception of Ultra Instinct. Ultra Instinct was just it's just so amazing. Like, but yeah, Super Saiyan, just regular Super Saiyan for me. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, my three went crazy when Gohan went Beast.
Oh, let's go, dude! I'm telling you.
And then when Vegeta went Red and Broly movie, he was like, "That was crazy." Like, bro.
That Broly that movie was... to this day, I would still have to say probably the best Dragon Ball movie ever made. Like that movie,
it had everything
I was looking for in just something hype for Dragon Ball.
That was crazy. Dragon Ball has been like everything. It's so good, so good. But what?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite Dragon Ball merch you own?
Dragon Ball what?
Dragon Ball merch you own. What's your favorite Dragon Ball merch you own?
Merch. Let me think here. Surprisingly enough, I don't actually have a lot of stuff. I have a few figures and like maybe like one or two statues and everything, which are really cool. I have a couple of shirts. I think I have like a hat, but I'm trying to think here. Other than video games, I would have to say I got this really cool Super Saiyan Goku, where he's from the Frieza saga. I think it's a statue. I don't know exactly what brand it is. I think it's Fig Arts. Fig Arts, I think it's called.
Yep.
It's the one where he's raging out. Like, what does he say? Are you talking about Krillin or whatever? What? That one?
Oh,
that moment?
Yeah.
This figure is extreme. I don't know if it's a. I assume it's a figure, but it looks like a statue. It's extremely detailed. I love that. It looks so cool. I'm looking at it right now. It's fire.
I love it. What? All right, we did Dragon Ball. We did all things. What is your favorite Dragon Ball song? Like theme or song?
That's tough. Give me a second.
Because I know they got some bops, man. I was playing. I said, damn, the Dragon Ball is romancing.
I'll add this to the hot take. I think, I know Bruce Falconer didn't make all this stuff. It was other people that made his tracks or whatever, but the Falconer, you know, score is everything about that is if I'm watching Dragon Ball, I'm gonna be watching it with that. Like, I love everything from that. The Legacy of Goku games had that, and they were just so good. And I just grew up with it, and I know it's a nostalgia, but it's just so many good things. I would have to choose other than. Like, are you talking about a theme song that, like, in regards to an intro or, like, an actual, like, anime theme?
Give me your favorite anime intro or outro, and then give me your favorite theme.
Okay.
How about that?
Anime intro, easily, Don Don, the GT intro. That one is amazing. It's so beautiful. Yeah. Da, 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 da. It's so fire.
It's flat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if I had to choose, what is it for the anime? Okay, I'm gonna choose one Falconer score, and then I'm gonna choose one of the JP original. I think it's Kuchiki. For Falconer, Super Saiyan 3 Goku's theme. That one is legendary. When he goes Super Saiyan 3 for the first time, that one is I think the best thing that's ever come out of Falconer's, you know, music or whatever. And then I would have to choose. Is it Day of Fate? I think it's called the Gohan Goes Super Saiyan 2 for the first time. That one, the Japanese one.
Okay.
Or whatever. That one is so good. So I would choose that one. There's so many good tracks from just Dragon Ball in general that I'm always listening to. All
right. If you could learn one Dragon Ball technique, what would you learn?
All right. This is a good one. Easily, I know this is going to be kind of a weird choice, but instant transmission. It's just practical. I hate traveling. I hate driving. I hate, you know, having to get to one place to the next. I don't like that. And I just want to get to a certain place, but I want it to be instant. I don't want to waste any time.
I do it in real life.
Yeah,
I do it in real life.
I want to get there, get it done, and get back home. Exactly. Yes, sir. Yes.
Damn.
Instant transmission. Ever since I saw Goku use that technique, I was like, this is the coolest shit ever. Like, you can go anywhere, anytime you want, and you don't got to talk to no one. You don't got to let anybody know. You just do it and get it done.
Boom. I'm here. Boom.
Yeah, it's so fire. Like, there are a lot of great techniques. I know a lot of people be like, oh, I want Kamehameha. I want to be able to go Super Saiyan. But I'm like, what's that going to do for you, though? Like, it's
who are you fighting? Like, who are you fighting?
Yeah. Are you proper function in real life? Exactly. Like, is it transmission?
I love it. All right. We usually at the end of the show, we just do things like this. We turn the thing on you. What questions do you have for me? You have any questions for me or anything like that?
Sure. Yeah. Let me ask you a Dragon Ball question, sir. Let me see. Okay, because I'm all about the Dragon Ball games. I love the video games. Other than Xenoverse 2, which I assume is one of your favorites. What would you have to say your definitive end all be all go to Dragon Ball game has to be? I know that's a tough question.
That's tough because I love fighting games. Fighting games are my favorite genre.
Yes, there's so many. They're all the majority of fighting. There's a huge amount of different things that you could choose.
When fighters did the thing with fighters, I was I love Dragon Ball Fighters. And I saw 18. I love every character together. But I'm more of the tag thing was a little hard for me. I was getting used to it. I liked that one. I liked Reggie Blast 2.
Yes.
It was crazy. Reggie Blast 2 was crazy. And I love the Game Boy game. The Game Boy game was dope. I love it. I'm following Kakarot too.
Kakarot. They're all good. They're all real good. And they all have a different offer, something different for you.
Whoever doing those cutscenes in those games?
CC2, Cyber Connect, they did the Ultimate Ninja Storm cutscenes and game. They are probably, when it comes to anime cutscenes, they are the best. Easy.
Yeah, Kakarot was up there because like they did like the Trunks thing. It made you learn to
control Trunks. Oh my god, yes.
And I said, hey, yo, what? And I was like, I'm lost. And yes, I was down. Because I went from my favorite Dragon Ball, like, I first character I saw was Yamcha. I was like, oh, Yamcha is cool. When I saw Trunks.
Oh my god.
With the sword, bro. And I said, was obsessed.
No one does it better. Bro, this man, Trunks.
I was like, I want everything. I went to EV Games to get the action figure. I was cooked. And then I saw the Futures. I have the DHS down there. And I saw Andrew 18. That's it. That was my favorite character. I love 18, Riddell, and Trunks. Well, I was a little bit Trunks. Then I Goten. Goten was cool. I said, yo, Goten is sick. And I was like, together. But Trunks is like the one I'm like, fuck. He's so cool!
Yes.
The jacket!
That's what I'm saying, dude. Yes.
I said, yo, what?
They were cooking with this thing. Toriyama knew what he was doing with that.
I was like, yo, give me a series of this book. He had a whole movie. I was like, yes. I can't deny my love for Trunks. But Andrew 18 and the Trunks are like my favorite. Goten. Kale, I love. Let's go. I love Kale. I like I love legacy characters. Like when you switch characters around and do fun stuff too. I like that little different thing. Like, I love comics, so I love that whole universe thing. Like there's different universes. I said, Dragon Ball. Okay, you do something. That's what I'm like. I can't deny. I have been loving Dragon Ball manga for a hot minute. Like the whole thing with Kwan. I'm like, okay, we're stepping up every character. I'm down.
Yeah, every character getting their own, like, form and, like, you know, doing their own thing, going their own path has been great for the series, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I just love it, man. Thank you.
No, thank you, man. Thank you for having me on. When you hit me up or whatever, I was like, oh, my God, this is such a cool opportunity. Like, I gotta talk to this man.
Listen, bro, I watch your videos every day. All day, every day.
So much, you're man. One. That really means a lot.
First one I go to, I say, okay, this is Dragon Ball.
Thank you, man. That's awesome. Much love, dude.
Parker Zero video. I saw everybody in Parker Zero video.
Hey, let's go, dude. Yeah. Thank you.
I was like, this is awesome, bro. He was like, and we both was like that, bro. We were freaking out, man.
That's the best thing. The reactions, getting hyped.
My boy was like, yo, that guy made me hype for the game. I'm like, dude, let's see. He got me screaming, but it was crazy.
Let's go, dude.
It was lit, bro. I was like, yo, this guy's cool. Dragon Ball's great. I just love Dragon Ball, period, but I just thank you for everything. Sure. Before we go, what are you listening to? What are you watching right now? What's going on with you?
Okay, that's actually kind of interesting. Other than watching, like, I love watching anime, like, obviously. I'm into so many different series. I just finished JJK Season 2, like, a month ago, and that was amazing. I want to start Chainsaw Man pretty soon here. But other than, like, anime and stuff, I know this is kind of a weird little shout-out, but one of the YouTube channels that I love watching, like, every single day, I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're called Good Mythical Morning. I actually love that channel. Like
Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah, definitely check them out if you just like some, like, you know, two dudes just like doing weird, funny stuff or whatever. You know, it's a good channel. I've watched them for a long time, and I always like when I think of a YouTube channel that I genuinely like just enjoy watching every day is probably them. But you know, I love anime too. Like, you know, I'm always on top of it, always watching anime and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I love it, man. What do you listen to? Music is new.
Music. I've been listening to a lot of One OK Rock. Japanese band. They did a couple. I think or not a couple, but they did like one song for Sonic Frontiers recently. That band has been amazing. I love listening to them. I like a lot of J Rock. I like some Korean, you know, K-pop, a little bit of K-pop is good every now and then. I'm genuinely into more rock-based music, so, like, I'm always listening to some of the classic stuff. Like, I love My Chemical Romance, I love, you know, Blink-182.
I'm thinking here,
there's just so many good bands. Like, I love music. Like, the music is amazing. Like, I'm always listening to it, especially when I'm editing and stuff. But yeah, mainly any rock music you throw it at me, I'll eat it up.
I love it. I love it so much. Okay, yeah. I need you back for a music episode. Hell yeah. Some music. No. All right. Thank you for coming in. Tell us what you got going on.
Nothing much, man. We just grinding out the content. Just Xenoverse and Sparking Zero videos all day, every day. I can't stop thinking about those two games. They're just always on my mind. You know, I love hanging out with my family, you know, just chilling, maybe hanging out with friends every now and then, like, just, you know, trying to live a good life, you know, other than working and everything, you know, you just try to do what you can to enjoy the little things.
Where can they find you?
You can find me at Slow Plays on Twitter, Slow Plays, you know, Instagram, everything, YouTube, just SLOPLAYS. That's it. That's all.
Nice. You can find me at Sailor Games and Tees, TikTok, YouTube, at the Miles Allen's where I be. I'm everywhere. Okay. Give us some advice. You know what? So, if you want anything to say, give us some words of wisdom today. Like,
wisdom. I got you.
Money. Yeah, somebody was with Dragon Ball. Where's the Dragon? Like, well, you guys got to let people know, man. You got to tell them, man.
I got a little thing. You know, a little bit of advice. Don't take things in life too seriously. You know, people I hate going around. You know, especially all the time online. People at each other's throats over little things. You know, like, there are so many worse things going on in the world right now, and I feel like it's better to try to find something you enjoy and genuinely try to enjoy it. Don't try to, you know, be super critical or scrutinize everything that, you know, is going on that you see online too much. Like, it's not worth it, in my opinion, you know?
I love it. Love yourself. Drink your water. Tell your mom and daddy love them. Everybody love them. Thank you
for sure.
This is a great episode. Thank you. Peace.
Thank you, man. You take care. Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
Yep.